One Man Revolution, episode 38. Well, greetings, everybody. It's the Revolutionary here on One Man Revolution. Welcome to episode 38. In today's episode, I got a couple of things. First of all, I have an announcement of a victory in our efforts to reform the Patriot Act. I got a letter from Mr. Romero coming out of the ACLU, and in his letter he says, "We have a victory in the fight to reform the Patriot Act." Late Wednesday afternoon, the House of Representatives voted 238-187 to amend the spending bill by exempting libraries and bookstores from the scope of foreign intelligence records demands under Section 215 of the Patriot Act. So that Section 215 that Sensenbrenner was bitching about the other day when he closed that meeting and he said that he would like those library records, well, I hate to say it, Mr. Sensenbrenner, but guess what? You ain't getting them. All right, so he's not getting those records from the librarians because the law now states that they are going to basically exempt libraries and bookstores from the scope of foreign intelligence records. All right, so the Patriot Act, Section 215, is now exempting libraries and bookstores. So I guess we can stop buying our books with cash and start using our credit cards again. Although I'm going to do it till the end of the year until the sunset happens. All right, but since the rest of those sections that I posted the other day are still basically being debated, we still need to write and or call the members of our members of Congress, if you haven't done it already, and make sure you let them know that the Patriot Act needs to be reformed. And make sure you talk to your friends about what's wrong with the Patriot Act and urge them to contact Congress themselves also. Remember, if you don't act, they assume that you don't care. And part of the revolution is to basically allow people to know that we are going to be members of the majority that we are. Okay, for too long, this minority that has been in control of our government because most people didn't care. All right, and they passed these laws that basically went into effect back in 2001. They snuck them in because we were all pissed off and we wanted some protection. Well, these laws have nothing to do with the protection of people. All right, and as I said yesterday, early this morning, on the Energy Podcast, it seems to me that it's really strange that the president had an exact number of barrels of oil per day we could get out of Anwar that matched the exact number that we got out of, that we used to get out of Iraq before we bombed it into submission and terrorists started to destroy the pipelines that delivered that oil, thus driving up oil prices because, well, basically we aren't getting what we used to have. So the fewer barrels of oil that there are there, supply and demand dictates that the price goes up. So if this wasn't orchestrated by the by big energy, by big oil, and by these few that are in control of this power that's around today, Well, I'm not big into coincidences. So good job, folks, if you did call up and talk to your senators and actually to your representatives in the House. And if you haven't done it, please do it and say that you want the other, let's see, what was it, 25, 20, oh, 16. So the other 15 repealed also, because there's really no reason, or at least exempt a lot of the stuff that's there. Okay? So there's a victory. Excellent. Well, thanks to, let's see who it was here. Thanks to my friend David McGraw out at vitalpodcasts.com. He sent me a note today that said, I'm passing this on because I think it would make great material for your podcast. A House bill has been introduced that would change the 22nd Amendment. Wait a minute, 22nd Amendment. I seem to remember that one from my days of civics. And since Vicky is sleeping, I guess I have to do this one myself. So, the 22nd. Well, according to Find Law, the 22nd Amendment relates to presidential tenure. Section 1. No person shall be elected to the office of president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term, which some other person was elected president, shall be elected to the office of president more than once. But this article shall not apply to a person holding the office of president when this article was proposed by Congress, and shall not prevent any person who may be holding the office of president or acting as president during the term in which this article becomes operative from holding the office of president or acting as president during the remainder of such term. Section 2. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall be ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by legislators of 3/4 of the several states within 7 years from the date of submission by the Congress. So wait a minute. Let me review what that just said. Oh, the 22nd Amendment says that you can't be president more than twice. They put that one in because after Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected 4 straight times, and going on his 5th time during the Second World War, or was it 4 during the... Well, that's okay. Truman took over anyway. Dropped the bomb into the war. So basically, it says that no president... And that was passed because no president has been able to hold that office more than twice. Well, that's interesting. I wonder who proposed that law, that information to have it changed. Oh, well, looky here. Here are the people. I went and looked this information up just for the heck of it. And where did I put that? Let's see. That would be Representative Steny H. Hoyer of Maryland, co-sponsored by Howard L. Berman, Frank Pallone, Martin Sabo, and James Sensenbrenner. James Sensenbrenner. Well, I'll be another Sensenbrenner pondering. Well, since he is the head of the judicial that judicial committee, let's see, what is that? It's called the Committee on the Judiciary. All right, so he's that. And, well, oddly enough, he would be the one to say, well, who would be the individual on whether or not it would be heard in the Judiciary Committee. Well, that's good. Well, let's see how far this bill got. On 217, that is February 17th, 3 days after the revolution was started by me, the revolutionary, At least that's when I made my decision to actually start doing this podcast. Well, let's see. 217, 2005, co-sponsored by those people. Latest major action. I'm getting all this off of the off of Thomas, which is part of the government open computer system. Let's see here. The latest major action was 4-4. Oh, let's see. 217, it was referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman on April 4th referred it to the House Subcommittee on the Constitution to check its, you know, to basically put it in there so that it could be looked upon to vote upon and basically throw it in there. Well, let's think about this for a second. So the Republican people, these are all Republicans, Howard Berman, Frank Pallone, Martin Sabeau, and James Sensenbrenner, and of course, Representative Hoyer. Those are all Republican people in the Congress. Well, I'll be. That's interesting. Now, why would a bunch of Republicans want to repeal that two-term problem? Let me think here. Who's president right now? Do we have a president? George W. Bush. George W. Bush. And this is his second term in office. Well, I'll be. Well, let's see what else our good friend David McGraw said. It said, this is the modern-day version of the Enabling Act, which allowed Hitler to officially declare himself dictator. Well, I'm not going to go as far as saying that Bush is attempting to end-run the Constitution and become a dictator. Why would I ever say that? Why would the revolutionaries say that the President of the United States wanted to be more than an actor of the people? Yeah, you guys, you know it. I'm having a great time with this. Well, you know, this isn't the first time that this act has been attempted. I went ahead and looked up when else this was done, and earlier this year, actually, let's see, it was support, let's see, it was the first, it was in the first, here it is, that's personal income tax, hang on, I'm looking, of course, in the Library of Congress, balanced budget amendment, that's the second time. I actually saw one here earlier this year where the exact same amendment was proposed personal income. Yeah. I saw it a little earlier, and it was also another Republican that did it. And of course, there they go again. They're trying to end run the. Why do these individuals? And I'm not saying that this is just a Republican thing, although all these individuals are members of the Republican Party. Why are all of these people attacking our Constitution? The Constitution was written over 200 years ago. It's a living document. It has been amended many times. Okay, actually, it has been amended to make sure that the laws that we follow are kept fresh in the minds of the lawmakers. And there it is. It says that they would like, you know, that they're basically wanting to pass that in. So they're attempting to repeal the 22nd Amendment. All right. Well, I'm not going to compare King George to the Nazis and Hitler as what are we going to call our Revolutionary McGraw? as Revolutionary McGraw says that basically that this might be the first peeking into the idea of creating this enabling act here in the United States. Now, this was also tried back by my own party, and I'm not going to say what party that is. It's not Republican. This was tried while Clinton was in office also. So it's not the first time, although it is shocking to see, especially the way that this party works, and since they do have a majority, they wouldn't have to swing too many people to basically do that. And I say that if they do repeal the 22nd Amendment, that we call Bill Clinton and we call up, let's see, who else did two terms and is still alive, or one and a half terms? Nope, not Ford. Reagan, but unfortunately he's dead, but the Republicans would love to dig him up, I'm sure, and utilize him. Well, no, I didn't see that. But while I was doing my digging, I saw some other fun things. Like somebody has decided that they would like to also have they would like to not just do that, but they would also like to allow non-native individuals, people who are not native to the United States, who've lived here for 20 years. Ah, here it is. House Judicial Resolution, Judicial Subcommittee Resolution 41, proposing an amendment to the Constitution to provide that no person born in the United States. Oh, nope, that's not the right one. Gosh darn it. Ah, here, proposing an amendment to, it's 42. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution, persons who are not natural born of the citizen, not natural born citizens of the United States, but who have been citizens of the United States for at least 35 years, be eligible to hold offices of president and vice president. Well, that's good, right? I mean, if you're not born here, but you've been a citizen for 35 years, then that would allow you to run for president. Huh. I wonder who the co-sponsors on House Judicial Resolution 43 are. Let's take a look. Man, I love the Library of Congress, don't you? Oh boy, it didn't like that one. Let's try that one more time. It doesn't like it. It says display failed. Let's do it this way. Nope, display failed. Man, it hates me today. But I know it said Tancredo put this one forth on the 21st. I saw another one that said that it would allow for people who were, proposing, I was 42, House Joint Resolution. Yeah, 43 was a wacky one that said that they would like to propose that English is the official language of the United States. I apologize, folks. You know, sometimes, I mean, it's like 11:30 here. Let's see here. Oh, Senator Vic Snyder. Representative Vic Snyder in House Judicial Subcommittee Resolution 42. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution, blah, 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 non-natural born citizens. Yeah. So, let me look. I thought I saw another one that was basically yet another resolution that had... I still can't get co-sponsors on that one. I think they're blocking me now. All right, so find next. Ah, here it is. There's one that's House Judicial Resolution that was on the 3rd. They said it wanted to be 20 years, and now the new one is to be 35 years. So, okay, so that makes sense. So they're trying to up it, and I don't know anybody in the Republican Party that's a non-native that they would want to get elected. Does anybody out there know who it would be? Let me think. Any governors or any other people that you can think of that would possibly be... Let's see who it would be.
Come on.
Oh, who would that be? Is that Arnold?
Yes.
Oh. Are you going to have the ability to run for president if this resolution goes forward?
No, I know what I heard.
Oh. You heard that you could run for president? So, What do you think? Let's see. I love this. I found this little pocket Arnold on the world, and I was out there on the web, and I thought I would ask current governor of California if he would want to run for president.
To do what?
Run for president.
To do what?
Run for president.
God damn you.
Oh, did I uncover something?
No, it is not true.
Oh, okay.
That's enough.
Okay, I won't do that anymore.
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, now that's just uncalled for. All right, so maybe that's another thing. And the more I delve into this stuff, and hey, have some fun. Go into the Library of Congress and dig some of this crap up yourself and send me some more ideas, because that's unusual to see that the Republicans are actually attempting to do that too. To end run, well, so let's see how many amendments we've got the Republicans playing with right now. Let's see, we've got the Fourth Amendment, the illegal search and seizure with the Patriot Act. We've got the First Amendment, because they try and control the press. We have the, now this is the 22nd Amendment they're playing with. Boy, I mean, what is up with what's going on right now? I mean, it doesn't make much sense at all that they want to make all of these changes to the Constitution. And I mean, I know this happens all the time, and it's not just, it's not just the Republicans doing that. But here's when it happened. Are you ready for this one? This is when it happened. It happened in a joint resolution with basically all of those folks I talked about before, Sensenbrenner, Hoyer, Berman, Sabot, and Pilon. And they put it in there during standard session. And during that session, they happened to... let's see, during those actions, here it is, all those actions that day. Let's see, oh, where was it? It was during that day they did some introductory remarks, and then they did a, let's see, there it is right there. Let's see, they did some remarks, and then they named a federal building. There you go. They recognized, a leader of Libya. I mean, yeah, of Lebanon. Well, that's good. Oh, and they also congratulated a football team. And they decided that the 22nd Amendment needed to be repealed. Those were the four things that they talked about that day. Our government in action, folks. Now, this was back in February, a couple of days after, you know, Valentine's Day. Maybe they were just, you know, didn't have much to do because maybe people weren't there or whatnot. But I'm having some problems, okay? Between this, the energy bill, and basically the Patriot Act, I think we have a pretty full calendar. So let's go ahead and today, let's write our senators, Congress and representatives, and ask them, please, to vote no for expanding the, or eliminating or repealing the happy 22nd Amendment to the Constitution. And let's go ahead and at least make it, we want to make them aware that basically we know what's going on, that they are attempting, because I have I'm actually in a congressional district that's Republican run, and I have a Republican senator, and you know, so it's going to be a little bit difficult for me to do anything from here, but maybe you can do it from where you are. I've already, basically said, I want to repeal the Patriot Act too, or at least allow it to sunset. But you, where you are, go in and revolutionize what your representatives are doing also. So, let's go ahead and repeal that. Let's go ahead and leave that in place. Let's go ahead and check in or weigh in on all three of the issues I brought up today. That would be the Patriot Act, the House Resolution 24, and House Resolution 42. Okay, all three of those. Let's weigh in and just see what we can do to change those. Okay, so that's all I had for today, and I'd like to thank my friend David. Let's see, my friend David. Let's see, who's that revolutionary? Let's see here. Where did I? Oh, you know what? I dropped it out. David McGraw. There you go. I'd like to thank David McGraw, and please visit vitalpodcasts.com, and I'll put there is a link to it permanently on the site. It's an excellent place for everyone to collect new podcasts, listen to new podcasts, and also it has some great software on their side, on the server side, to allow those of us that are podcasters to spread our work. So I would appreciate if everyone who listens to this podcast also checks out Vital Podcasts. All right, so I will catch you all tomorrow, and it'll be episode 39, closing on a 40, folks. I'll do it by Saturday. So here we go. I'll leave you guys with this. To contact One Man Revolution, you can email onemanrevolution@gmail.com or on Skype at The Revolutionary. That's THE_REVOLUTIONARY. Or just visit the website at http://onemanrevolution.org. All right, so folks, be active, be aware, and see ya!